California state legislators are proposing an increase in the state renter's tax credit for the first time in 42 years. The last increase was in 1979 during Jimmy Carter's presidency. Since then, average rents in California have more than tripled. Senator Steve Glazer of Contra Costa County introduced the proposed increase, SB 843, to the State Governance and Finance Committee and urged legislators to pass the bill quickly.
This smart, progressive bill complements California's long-term goal to increase and expand access to affordable housing. While it will take years to ensure that Californians can have access to affordable homes, this bill will help millions of Californians quite quickly.
Through the existing tax credit, renters currently receive a $60 or $120 yearly offset depending on filing status. Glazer's proposed bill would raise that credit to account for inflation since the 1970s. Renters could stand to receive $500 for single filers and $1,000 for joint filers or single parents. Those eligible would be among the poorest California residents, single filers making less than $43,533 annually, and joint filers or single parents making less than $87,066 yearly. In total, SB 843 could put money back in the pockets of 2.4 million Californians. David Knight, executive director of the California Community Action Partnership Association, which administers services to low-income and marginalized Californians across all 58 California counties, testified in support of increasing the renter's tax credit.
Now, they will take years, as said, to meet the goals of equitable housing in this state, but renters are struggling today. This tax credit will give opportunities to a family right on the verge of tipping into homeless and is a real practical solution for today while also ensuring long-term chances for the future.
Knight says California homeowners receive $5.8 billion yearly in tax credits from the state, while renters only receive $1.2 billion despite making up 52% of the state's population. Democrat Senator Maria Elena Durazo of Los Angeles also voiced her support for SB 843. A co-author of the bill, Durazo says her constituency is 77% renters, and the stay-at-home ordinances, coupled with the pandemic's economic instability, have made her constituents among the most financially vulnerable in California. She stressed the importance of helping low- and middle-income communities in the face of skyrocketing rents.
For me, it's not only helping those who could be facing homelessness, facing being end up on the street, but it's giving stability to those families to be able to become homeowners. And that stability, when you have that over a certain number of years, you could actually end up buying a home.
SB 843 passed unanimously through the Governing and Finance Committee and heads to the State Appropriations Committee next. I'm Ellie Prickett-Morgan, reporting for KPFA.